I am Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street once covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years, after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I have become a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. Please subscribe to my podcast. Become a Patreon. Living in Omaha has a perk. The cost of living in Omaha is less than the cost of living in New York City or Los Angeles, which works for Buffett. Warren Buffett takes a $100,000 a year salary, no stock options. The hit of $374 million won't hurt Warren. Cash-wise, that is. The $347 million hit impacts Warren's reputation of Oracle. The hit helps elevate me to being consistent, outing crimes, shedding sunlight on criminal activity Wall Street covers up from cops with intent. For one, I assuredly hope I will finally get the sought call back from Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick scammed by Bernard Madoff. I did my reaching out via social media, letting them know there are deep pockets to recoup their losses from. Hey, Kira. Hey, Kevin. LinkedIn for updates. Call me if you want your cash back, that is. Call me for knowledge. Word has been before that Warren Buffett lives cheap. I recall reading Warren lives in his original home, drives his old car, and I can tell you 100% saw with my own eyes Warren Buffett uses Buffett's old, maybe original, black leather duffel as old as Methuselah. I wrote in my 2014 comment filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission how Warren Buffett left his black bag in a Senate hearing room after the hearing concluded. I rushed Warren's bag to him, leaving my own gear unaccompanied, my camera equipment there exposed. I rushed Buffett's bag to him to do the right thing. Nary a thank you from the man. Not a word to me, but I watched him the whole hearing. And there again at the elevator bank in the Senate hall, I have my opinion. I think Buffett being Ponzi scam says it best for me. The man, Warren Buffett, does not see what Warren perceives as minutiae. I was minutiae to Warren. I did not matter even after trying to get Warren's attention long enough there in the Senate hall, me holding Warren's black bag. The other man stopped the conversation, not Warren. I started my Ponzi scam Wall Street conversation tying into Warren Buffett knowing what I know about Ponzi scams, the Securities and Exchange Commission, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, working hard to craft podcast episodes intending exposed Wall Street secrets Warren Buffett does not tell investors to teach, intending investment clients to learn. I named my podcast Exposed, Wall Street Secrets Warren Buffett Does Not Tell Investors, chosen carefully, with intent, illustrating with vignettes from Wall Street, tales of horrors and scams, Ponzi scam, knowing that Warren Buffett, no more of a genius than you or me, got caught in, I knew this was inevitable, Buffett being blindsided by Wall Street scamsters, by Wall Street, by Securities and Exchange Commission cover-up, I knew. This scam defrauding Berkshire Hathaway stands a good chance of becoming a class action suit. Lawyers chance to line their pockets with millions while victims get zip. This scam defrauding Berkshire Hathaway stands a good chance of becoming individual litigations by individual investors. This is not a question of if, but an affirmation of when. The Securities and Exchange Commission will do what the Securities and Exchange Commission does. The Securities and Exchange Commission will narrow the named defendants down to a one or two lower-level minions. Berkshire Hathaway did not voluntarily go public on being Ponzi scammed. Regulatory and law enforcement actions were percolating to the surface, not only for Berkshire Hathaway's, not quite. Oh, and then there are the deep pockets. Wall Street, the Securities and Exchange Commission, does that, protects the securities broker dealer firm executives from accusation, arrest, and conviction. October 23, 2006 was the first time Berkshire Hathaway shares closed over $100,000. July 13, 2016, Buffett owned 31.7% aggregate voting power of Berkshire shares outstanding, 18% of the economic value of those shares. Well, Bill Gates Cascade Investment LLC is Berkshire Hathaway's second largest shareholder, owning more than 5% of Class B shares. February 1, 2019, Berkshire's Class A shares sold for $313,350,000, making them the highest priced shares on the New York Stock Exchange. Berkshire's Class A shares have never had a stock split. Berkshire's Class A shares paid a dividend once since Warren Buffett took over. Wanting to thwart Berkshire's Class A shares being attractive to mutual funds. Berkshire's vice chairman, Charlie Munger's, his stake makes Munger a billionaire. Early Berkshire Hathaway investors David Gottesman and Franklin Otis Booth Jr., they became billionaires too. In tandem and lockstep, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, will squire investment client victims away from the courts, investment advisors away from JAMS and AAA, and it will be as if the crimes, the failure, the hubris never took place. But they do. They did. They will, which is why Wall Street branded me in bad faith in what I learned too late is a securities broker dealer firm only forum. Bad faith, a decision Congress gave the Securities and Exchange Commission the ability to undo. More so, the ability to restore to me my original sought claim and then some. But the Securities and Exchange Commission won't. Why? Well, I tell you that I am Public Investor 12-03894. The Securities and Exchange Commission requested investment client whistleblower 2010 found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. For exposing the Securities and Exchange Commission never could give me the Form 1662. The Securities and Exchange Commission gave me, not once, but twice for breaking Wall Street's code, for impacting Wall Street's codes, rules, and procedures, for impacting law, all the way up to the Supreme Court from local, for moving the single most significant felon criminal justice dignity restoration to hundreds of thousands of Virginia felons, with my clothes kept on, mind you, long before Kim K. preened in the Oval. I knew deep inside with what I learned about Wall Street over the past almost decade. What I expose, it feels as if almost daily documents and data are being disseminated. I knew it was a matter of time with Warren Buffett. Then there is 2008, a year I cannot forget. I was in the Senate hearings where it was proposed to make Warren Buffett the Secretary of the Treasury. I remember angling to get shots of Timmy Geithner, as I called him, looking pixie-ish with pointy ears on a chair too big for him, facing the senators. I think that suggestion was Hank Paulson's, with his bent fingers straining for emphasis in the air, Paulson punching this point in the air, Buffett for Secretary of the Treasury. As I recall, it was at this hearing Goldman Sachs was trading about, was it $35 a share? And news then relayed, Buffett dove in to save Wall Street, buying up Goldman Sachs' preferred stock. Warren Buffett famously defended Goldman Sachs' CEO Lloyd Blankfein's recapitalization decisions of the investment bank. September 2008, as the market was crashing, Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway's superior respondeat conglomerate, invested $5 billion in Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs reported Goldman Sachs needed to raise capital. Industry rags, media partners of Wall Street, pumping story Wall Street wanted out there, wrote the Oracle of Omaha understanding Warren's investment was injected into Goldman Sachs. Legislators, investors bought what media was feeding. Warren Buffett's purchase was presented as a boon for the financial markets, a vote of confidence from one of the country's savviest investors. Buffett claimed to Vice News magazine 2018, it was something that we hadn't seen before that. The system had stopped. Buffett described the 2008 financial crisis as an economic Pearl Harbor, except that it was the economy that had gotten hit by an unbelievable force. Warren Buffett's 2008 investment, the preferred stock, Goldman Sachs had the ability to redeem the shares. Goldman Sachs did, 2011. In the 3 years Berkshire Hathaway held Goldman Sachs stock, Berkshire Hathaway earned $3.7 billion, of which $1.27 billion was dividends. Buffett also received warrants to buy $5 billion of Goldman Sachs common stock at $115 a share. Buffett exercised the warrants 2013, receiving 13.1 million shares of Goldman Sachs stock, $2 billion in cash. I was a fly on that wall, those hearing walls, Senate and House. Remember this adage, nothing new is old again. Wall Street 2008 took a page out of Wall Street World War I playbook. Warren Buffett said, when I made that investment in Goldman Sachs, that was not just having confidence in Goldman Sachs. That was also confidence that we would not unnecessarily drive over a cliff without the United States government doing the things it should do.
Last time I looked,
Warren Buffett was still not government. Berkshire Hathaway has bought and sold Goldman Sachs since 2008. Goldman Sachs stock closed September 20th, 2018, $237.40. Berkshire Hathaway's stake in Goldman Sachs, according to Yahoo Finance News, is $3.13 billion, conflicting with reporting on Berkshire Hathaway, a Ponzi scam victim, valuation of $2 billion plus. Buffett's investment was more than a shot in the arm for Goldman Sachs. The Oracle of Omaha got a sweet deal. Money moved. $347 million plus moved again. I can only repeat this caveat over and over. No one will ever know. We will never know the true extent of this crime, of any crime the Securities and Exchange Commission gets its claws into before cops, tampering with crime scenes before cops arrive. It is all about the money, not mine and yours. It is all about the cartel keeping the cash, getting more cash injections, even if it is yours and mine, disguised in Wall Street speak as fines or titled disgorgements for investors that almost never get disgorged. The lawyers defending the criminals get paid. The Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA Financial Industry Authority get paid. Experts get paid. Victims? Nope. Almost never, and if they do get paid, the victims get back pennies on their dollars. Former Securities and Exchange Commission attorney who got his job at the Department of Justice courtesy of my underpinnings I kept turning over to Mike Rinaldi told me I would not get my whistleblower award. I did not believe Rinaldi. I believe Rinaldi now. We will talk. We will. Greenbelt Federal Judge Paula Zini, presiding over the Ponzi scammer trial, the Ponzi scammer I was asked by the Securities and Exchange Commission to be their whistleblower on, Don J. Bennett, the Hoodoo investment advisor, Judge Paula Zini notated in trial USA versus Don Bennett, the money lawyers are paid with is tainted, not confirmed to not be coming from the victims themselves. One Bennett victim claimed a $4 million loss, got back a little over $1 million. Ka-ching! We are in the wrong business. The Securities and Exchange Commission handles documents and papers and information before cops get there. A place where a crime takes place is a crime scene. It is against the law to enter a crime scene, to tamper with crime scene evidence, with witnesses. The Securities and Exchange Commission is not law enforcement. The SEC is not cops. The Securities and Exchange Commission is enforcement, which means the Securities and Exchange Commission makes sure what Congress wrote into law is what gets done just exactly how Congress said the law must be done. And to be continued. Be patient. Stay tuned. Become a subscriber. Become a Patreon. And be good. Be back. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together into politics forefront where it will be for the next election cycle. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of, off your time invested and your dime earned. So share. Share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. Ah, you've got nothing to fear. Wall Street, everything to fear. Until next time.